This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello there.
Hello, hello. Big Bird.
Oh, hi. Who is this?
It's Sean from the Fun Kids Breakfast Show.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, Big Bird. How are you? You good?
I'm great. I was just dreaming. I thought we were doing a video call.
That would have been a delight. I wish we were doing a video call. I've got my Sesame Street shirt on and everything.
Oh, maybe next time, huh?
Next time, buddy. Next time. I hear that you visited the Furchester Hotel recently.
I did, yes. You know, my friend Elmo was visiting his cousin Phoebe and his aunt and uncle Funello and Ferguson, and I thought it might be a good time to visit there.
What made you want to visit the Furchester Hotel? To go and hang out with your friends?
Oh, yeah, sure. And you know Cookie Monster, he was also there, and so I want, and the Count was there too for Christmas, so I thought it might be a good time to go and visit.
So Elmo just invited all of the Sesame Street crew to come and hang out.
Yeah, it was kind of like being on Sesame Street for Christmas because so many of my friends were there at the Furchester.
So what was Christmas like at the Furchester?
Oh, it was so magical, really. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but you know what the problem was? I mean, it was great to be there at the Furchester, and we sang some Christmas carols and had a really good time, but then you know what I did? I forgot to tell Santa that I was going to be there at the Furchester for Christmas.
No.
So I was a little worried. No, yeah, I did. I forgot.
Big Bird, I thought that would be the sort of thing that you were on top of all the time.
No, I guess not. It kind of slipped by me.
So what did
I'm just a six-year-old bird, after all.
So what did everybody else think about that? Well, I mean, what was Cookie Monster thinking? No Christmas cookies for Cookie Monster.
Right. Everybody kind of forgot to tell Santa that they were there at the Furchester. So we had a little bit of a panic, but then we realized that there's more to Christmas than just presents and you know, sharing traditions and celebrating together is really what makes Christmas so special, right, Sean?
Exactly. And when you're there with Elmo, Cookie Monster, Phoebe, and all those guys, then I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know, I'm not saying everything went completely right. But it ended up okay in the end.
Hey, it's the Furchester Hotel. There's all sorts of mischief going on down there.
That's right.
So what are your other big Christmas plans, Big Bird? Is there going to be some Christmas celebrations on Sesame Street?
Oh, sure, yeah. We you know, it's always a white Christmas on Sesame Street.
Of course.
You know, people are pretty nice here usually. But on Christmas, it seems like everyone's just even just a little bit nicer. Kind of like everywhere, you know? So what I like to do is I like to draw pictures for my friends and I give them to them and they love them.
Nice. Is Oscar even cheery on Christmas?
Oscar? Oh, no, he's always a grouch. But he celebrates crankiness.
Crankiness? That sounds good. Does he just get bags of trash?
Holiday. That's right, yeah. And that makes him happy, which makes him upset, but then that makes him happy again. But then he realizes he's happy, so then he gets upset.
Crunchy sounds good. I might get involved with that. But last but not least, Big Bird, if you could tell me, what is on your list for Santa?
Oh, well, on my list for Santa, I really just want some birdseed muffins.
Yeah?
Or maybe some birdseed granola. Oh, no, you know, I could just get, if I could have just some birdseed crumble, or really anything with birdseed.
That's, I know.
Oh, in a pair of roller skates.
Have you been a good bird? Do you think you'll be getting these things?
Oh, well, I hope I've been a good bird. I've tried to be a good friend to all of my Sesame Street friends. I've tried to be really kind.
Well,
so I hope so.
I reckon you're going to get all of those gifts, Big Bird. I hope you enjoy your birdseed granola and your roller skates and all those other nice things.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sean.
And we will look forward to hearing more about your adventures at the Furchester Hotel. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time.
Amazing stuff. Lovely to chat to you, Big Bird. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And remember, you can catch the Furchester Hotel, A Furchester Christmas, at 5 p.m. on the 15th of December on CBeebies.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.